All right, good evening. Tonight's shiur will be dedicated to Ilui Nishmas Bina Devaira Bas Aralea and Malka Bluma Bas Ramosha. This Shabbos begins a new Sefer of Chumash, Sefer Shemais, known as Exodus. Ramban refers to it as Sefer HaGeula, the Sefer of Redemption. And we begin Sefer Shemais always in the middle of the month of Teves, which was, we mentioned last week, Teves, Asara B'Teves, Teves, Tekufas Teves, like the Tekufas now, a sad time, especially last week. Lunar eclipse actually is a siman ra, although the pasuk says me oisis hashamayim al teichatu, ein mazal Yisrael. In the midst of all of that, we begin the Sefer of Geula, and we learn about the birth of the first and final Redeemer of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Zohar says, and the Arachayim talks about this, Goyel Rishon hu Goyel Acharon. So, Parshas Shemos is the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, the birth of Mashiach, the real Mashiach. And it's interesting, it's ironic, that at the same time, L'havdil Elef Havdolos, and everything is B'Hashgacha Pratis, that this Shabbos is also their holiday, which is what they celebrate, the Le'umazah. When we're learning in Chumash about the Leida of the Goyel, of the Goyel Amiti, but in this parsha is really where Natsrus, Christianity, is rooted. The Arizal tells us that the Mekalel in Parshas Emor was Oisei HaIsh. Oisei HaIsh is a nitzitz, the neshama of the Mekalel. And he says the words, V'noikev Shem Hashem. There it's talking about the one who blasphemy, the one who commits blasphemy, the one who curses Hashem, the Noikev Shem Hashem, Mois Yumas. The Noikev Shem Hashem is Rosh Hatev, is the acronym is Yeshu. We know that he also used the Shem HaMefayrish Kiyodua. The Mekalel was the son of Shloimis Bas Divri. Shloimis Bas Divri is the wife of the Ivri that the Ish Mitzri in the parasha here is beating up. Vayar, Moshe Rabbeinu Goyel Rishon sees Ish Mitzri, Maka Ish Ivri Me'echov. This Ish Mitzri is the father, the real father of the Mekalel. And Shloimis Bas Divri from Dun, she was the only one, as Chazal say, Achasiu Pirsama HaKosev. She's the only one that the Torah publicizes that had a relationship with a non-Jew in Mitzrayim. But Onas, whatever, but there was a relationship between Shloimis Bas Divri and Ish Mitzri, which produced the Mekalel, which is the Nitzitz of Oisei HaIsh. The Tumah, therefore, of Oisei HaIsh, as mentioned last week, Oisei HaIsh is Begamatria Chodesh Teves, is rooted right here. While Moshe Rabbeinu is beginning his career, Moshe Rabbeinu is becoming the Goyel Rishon. Vayar b'sivloisam, vayetze el echov, vayar b'sivloisam, he sees the Ish Mitzri, Maka Ish Ivri Me'echov, which leads to the Tumah of Natsrus, which begins in this Chodesh. In fact, it's actually this Shabbos, B'Hashgacha Pratis, it falls out on this Shabbos. The Shabbos is the Tikkun, Parshas Shemos. And the Kriya that we read this Shabbos is Mesakein, it's Mamtik, the Dinim of the 25th of December. Dun, Teves is the month of Dun. Shloimis Bas Divri from Shevet Dun is who brought us this Tumah. But at the same time, Dun, the Tikkun will come from Dun as well. This Shabbos begins, this week actually, begins the six, this year's 8 weeks of what we call Shoivavim Tat. These are very, very special weeks. Sfarim tell us that although it's not mentioned in Kadmoinim, the whole concept of Shoivivim is first discussed later on. You'll not find it in the Rishonim, but it is mentioned with the Shaloh HaKadosh and Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, Sam Sofer and others. The Svarim tell us that Shoivivim Tat is a special time, a special or. And they call it the or of Yom Kippur and the or of Mashiach. Shoivivim is the or of Mashiach, who will be Mesakein, even those Chatoyim, which the Zohar says that there's no tshuva for. There is tshuva for. And during this time, one can be Mesakein all these Chatoyim. And the Svarim also say that it's the Or of Yom Kippur. And that's why it comes after Chanukah and Asara B'Teves. Chanukah is the Or of Melech HaMashiach, as mentioned many times, and Asara B'Teves is equated to Yom Kippur, as we spoke about last week, Be'etzam HaYom HaZeh. Chanukah and Asara B'Teves bring us to Shoivivim. Shoivivim Tat. What's the purpose of Shoivivim? The purpose of these weeks is to be Mesakein and to bring us to Yerushalayim, which is the Haftarah of this week's parasha. This week's parasha has two Haftarahs. There's the Haftarah of Sfarad and the Haftarah of Ashkenaz. One of the rare occasions where Sfaradim read one Haftarah, we read a different one. Ashkenaz reads a different one. Ashkenaz reads Yeshaya, and Sfarad reads Yirmiyahu. In fact, the Haftarah of Yirmiyahu, which is Minog Sfarad, is what we read Ashkenaz during the 3 weeks. First half Torah of the 3 weeks during the Tlosa de Paranusa. While Minog Ashkenaz is to read Yeshaya, the Navi of Yeshua, the Navi of Geula, where Yeshaya here prophesizes the famous pasuk, V'hoya ba'yoyim hahu yitoka b'shoifa godlu bo ho'evdim be'eretz Ashur v'hanidochim be'eretz Mitzrayim v'hishtachavu la'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim. That's the purpose. The purpose of Tikkun Shoivivim is kibbutz nidochim. Kibbutz Nidochim to bring us to Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. The reason for the two minhagim is on the surface, Parshas Shemos is a very difficult parasha. It's a sad parasha. Vayemoreru es chayehem. And at the end of the parasha, things even get worse. So on the surface, it's a Yirmiyah parasha. It's a parasha that's associated with Meriris, and therefore you have the Haftarah of Yirmiyahu. But the Pnimius, at the same time that there's Meriris, Hashem is preparing the Yeshua, Leidas HaGoyel, Moshe Rabbeinu is born. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Mitzrayim with the good news. The Geula is starting, Schalta the Geula. So, Minog Ashkenaz is to read from Yeshaya. Both are emes. It's Yirmiyah, it's Yeshaya. It's right before the Geula, where one doesn't actually see Geula clearly yet until Parshas Va'era and Bay. But in the Nevuah of Yeshaya, we have this pasuk, which is what Shoivivim is all about, Uvo ha'ivnim be'eretz Ashur v'hanidochim v'hishtachavu la'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim. Shoivivim begins in Chodesh Teves, the Chodesh of Don. Don were those who were nichshal. The Donites, Don miloshen din, they were the Nechsholim, as it says at the end of Parashas Kiseitz, when we talk about Amalek, Zocher Eis Hashirosu Lecha Amalek Baderech B'tzeizcham Yimitzroim Asher Korcha Baderech. Rashi says Korcha is Loshen Mikra, Tuma, Tumas Keri, Keri B'gematria Shoivev, V'loyore Elohim, Kol HaNechesholim Acharecha V'ato Oyei V'yogeya V'loyore Elohim. The Pashtas V'loyore Elohim is going on Amalek. But there's also the interpretation that it's going on the Nechsholim, that the reason why there's a fall in this area is because of Vilayore Elohim. When there's Yira, there's Tikkun. When there's Yira, there's Shmira. Only through Yira is it possible for a person to be Nizhar in that which requires Tikkun during this time. Which is why we read in this parasha about the Mialdais. The Mialdais were actually told to kill the Jewish babies, which is this chet levatola, is exactly what the Mitzrim and what the goyim throughout the ages and in our time as well are encouraging. Kol habein hayiloid hayeira tashlichuhu. Kol habein hayiloid hayeira tashlichuhu. As Rashi says, it's tagnine paroi. The astrologers saw that the Redeemer of the Jewish people is going to die in water. They didn't understand that it meant he was going to die because of water, not in water. And they were right, because that's what happens. Moshe Rabbeinu does die and not take us into Eretz Yisrael as a result of the Chet of Mei Meriva, which takes place on Yud Nisan. Bnei Yisoschar, whose yahrzeit is this Shabbos is Chai Teves, the yahrzeit of the Heilige Bnei Yisoschar, who writes and tells us that the first 12 days of Nisan correspond to the 12 months. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodoshim. The whole Chodesh of Nisan encompasses all the Chodoshim. So the 10th day of Nisan corresponds to the 10th month, which is the month we're in now, the month of Teves, the month of Dun. And it was on that day that the Chet Mei Meriva takes place. Miriam passes away on Yud Nisan, and as a result of that Misa, there was no water, as we read in Parshas Chukas. They complain. Hashem says, Kaches Hamata V'dibartem El HaSela. It doesn't happen that way. The whole Chet Mei Meriva, as we know from Parshas Chukas. So it's Tagnine Paroi. Before Moshe is even born, I already see the future Mei Meriva. So the Kol HaBein HaYiloid HaYeira Tashlichuhu is because of what's going to happen on Yud Nisan, which Yud Nisan is the day of Dun. Who was Makriv, the Korban, on the 10th day of Nisan, says the Pasuk in Parashas Nosai, by Yoim HaAsiri, Nosi Livnei Dun, Achiezer Ben Amishadoi. The words Kol HaBein HaYiloid HaYeira Tashlichuhu are the Gematria by Yoim HaAsiri, Nosi Livnei Dun. It's Tagnine Paroi see Dun. They see Teves. They see the Tumah of Teves. Not that they were such great prophets, but obviously they're being shown the Pegomim, the Chatoyim that occur in Teves. They see the lower level Jews, the Dunites, the Nechsholim. Tashlichuhu is Begamatri Gehi Dun Nochash Ale Dorech. Tashlichuhu is equal to Tavshin Ayin Aleph, which is the year we're in now. And hopefully this is the last Shoivivim, Tavshin Ayin Aleph. Hey Tavshin Ayin Aleph is Begamatria Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim, which is what this is based on. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The word Shovavim, which stands for Shemois Va'era Bay B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim, and this year, because it's a leap year, so there's an extra 2 weeks, Tat, Truma Tetzav, Shoivivim Tat. Kol Abein Ayiloid Hayoira Tashlichuhu, amazingly, is Begamatria Shoivivim Tat. Shoivivim Tat is a tikkun for the Kol HaBein HaYiloid HaYo'ira Tashlichuhu. Ridding us of Zera Yisrael. Decreasing the population. Which is what the Rishoyim always wanted to do in all Doiris. It's Yodua that in the bracha of Tekab Shofar Gadol L'Chayruseinu, which one is always supposed to be mechavein, especially during these weeks, that when we say V'sones L'Kabetz Galuyoseinu, V'Kabetzeinu Yachad Me'arba Kanfoy Sa'oretz, we're supposed to have in mind the tikkun for this chait, which is merumas in one of the 72 shemois of the shame Ayin Beis. There's a shame called Ayin Beis. One doesn't have to be makubal to know that. Rashi brings it in Sukkah. That there's a shame Ayin Beis, which is derived from three psukim in Parshas B'Shalach. Vayisa, Vayovoi, Vayet. There are 216 words. That's 72 times 3. And one of the shemois is Ches Beis Vav. Ches Beis Vav stands for Chayil Bola Vayikienu. There's a Yehiratzen that many say, it's in the Sidurim, at the bottom of the Kabbalah Shofar, that one says in this bracha of the Shemoyne Esrei, one does tshuva in this bracha, and he mentions this shame, which is hinted in Yachad Me'arba Kanfois. There's a Ches, and you skip four letters, there's a Beis, and then skip for another four letters, there's a Vav. That's Ches Beis Vav, which is Rosh HaTevis, a pasuk in Iyov, Chayil Bola Vayikienu, which means the Tumah swallows the sparks of Kedusha from us and then spits it out. And when we do tshuva, the Tumah spits out the sparks of Kedusha that it swallowed as a result of our chatoyim. That's Ches Beis Vav. And then at the end also, Mekab Nitche Amo Yisrael also has in it the word, the letters Ches Beis Vav with a skipping of Oisiyos. All this is brought down in the Svarim that explained to us the inner meaning of all the brachas of Shemayna Esrei, and especially during these weeks, to be Mechavein. Ches Beis Vav is the same letters as Choyv. Says this, the Svarim tell us that a person who's a Chayte in this area is a Baal Choyv. It also stands for V'sein Chalkeinu B'Soy Rasecha. Ches Beis Vav is V'sein Chalkeinu B'Soy Rasecha, because a person who's Poygame has difficulty with his learning, cannot reach his chelek in Torah, and at the same time, a person who's misakein is zochet to his chelek in Torah. Rosh HaTevis Ches Beis Vav, v'sein chelkeinu b'soir osecha. Also Rosh HaTevis b'tziloi chimatati v'yashafti and shir hashirim. There's one time in Chumash that we find the word chov, chova, and that is in association with Don. In Parshas Lech Lecha, it says that Avraham Avinu ran after the four kings. The Pasuk says, where did he run after them? Vayirdofeim ad Don. And then afterwards it says, Vayirdof ad Don. And then the next Pasuk, Vayirdofeim ad Chayva asher misemoyel ledamosek. He chased after them to a place called Chova, which is on the left side of Damesek. Says Rashi, there is no such place. Ein makayim sheshmoy chayva. Don koirei chayva, says Rashi. Don is called chayva. Al shem avoydes koichavim shasid aliyos sham. Don, that's teves, is the month in which we begin the tikkun of shayvavim, in which we're mechavein ches beis vav chayil balav aykianu, which is chayv. That's the chayva, the chayev, dorsha kulay chayev, which becomes the Darsha Kuloi Zakai. Everyone knows what the Gemara says, that Ein Ben David Ba'ela B'Darsha Kuloi Chayiv. Then the Gemara says, Ein or B'Darsha Kuloi Zakai, and of course the obvious question is, how is either passable? There are many, many terutzim given, and one of them is that it's going to be both. It's going to be a Darsha Kuloi Chayiv, and it's going to be a Darsha Kuloi Zakai. It's going to be Chayiv, and it's going to become Zakai. We see today a tremendous hisoiris benegayat to tikkun shayvim, especially in the last few years, as we get closer and closer to Bias HaMashiach. Dor shekulai zakai v'dor shekulai chayiv. These two phrases is equal to Mishom yekabetzcha Hashem aleikecha u'mishom yikachecha, which is a pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim referring to kibbutz Goliyos, Mekabetz Nitchei Amo Yisrael, which is the tikkun of Shoivim, the tikkun of this chet, is Kibbutz Goliyos, being Mekabetz the Nitzutzos. Dor Shekulei Zakai v'Dor Shekulei Chayiv. It's both. Chayiv becomes Zakai, from Chayiv to Schus. And there's a special opportunity that we have during this time, during these 6 weeks, which now is 8 weeks, because it's the Shnas HaIbur, to be Mesaken ourselves, to go from Chayiv, from Chayiva, from Chayiv to Zakai. No matter what, there's a tikkun during these weeks, if one takes it seriously. Don was from the Nechsholim. Not Nechsholim is Oisiyos Nochash Mila, as it says in Zohar. Nochash Mila, that Pegam HaBris brings about the Nochash. Nochash comes from Pegam and Mila. We see it in this parasha too, where Moshe Rabbeinu is swallowed up till the Mokoyim HaMila, on both sides, by a malach that was in the image of a nachash, because he didn't circumcise Eliezer, as we read at the end of the parasha. That's the pegam of nachash mila. The pegam of the nachash hakadmaini, actually was in this area too, as we know, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, bo nachash al chava vehitil bo zuhama. Zuhamas hanachash is this chait, which brings about the nachash. Mashiach is going to be Masaka in this chait. That's why Nochash is Begematria Mashiach. And the Sefer Yetzirah tells us that Pegam HaBris, Pegam HaMo, it goes together with Pegam HaLoshoin. Lashon Hara and Bris Mila go together. Bris HaMa'ar Keneged Bris HaLashon. Lashon Hara, Bris Mila. These two go together. If one is Nizhar in Bris, he's Nizhar in Lashon Hara. If he's not Nizhar in Lashon Hara, he's not Nizhar in Bris. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Shalach Yadav B'Shloimov Chilel Berisai. Someone who talks bad about others, especially Tzadikim, we know he's Chilel Berisai, he's Mechalel, his Bris. The two go together. The punishment for Lashon Hara is Tzara'as. Nachash Tzara'as. Nachash is the Hepech of Mila, Tzara'as is the Hepech of Lashon Hara, and in fact, a Baal Lashon Hara is compared to a Nachash, which is why Moshe Rabbeinu in this parasha, because he says, Vehein lo yaminu li, Rashi says, we're saying what Rashi says, we're not chas v'shalom saying anything derogatory about Moshe Rabbeinu, we have no hasaga who Moshe Rabbeinu was, but Rashi tells us, Siper Lashon Hara, that he said Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael. And as a result, his stick turns into a snake. And he experiences Tzara'as. That's Nachash Tzara'as. And perhaps the reason is because, as it's brought down in Sfarim, that many times Tzadikim lower themselves to be able to be Ma'ila of the generation. That's why Shimshon married the Plishti women, Shimshon from Dun. And many Tzadikim sometimes sort of do what the generation does, so that together they can be Ma'ila the entire generation. And being that the door of Yoytzei Mitzrayim, we're Nichsholim, yes, Laishinu Shemam, Laishinu Malbusham, Laishinu Shemaisam, but they were in the Memtas Shari Tumma. Halalu v'halalu, halalu evde avoy dezara, v'halalu evde avoy dezara. Like I'd like the generation of today in a certain way. Chas v'shalom, not evde avoy dezara. But it's the last generation, the lowest generation, and that's how it was then, before Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes into the chet with them, sort of, to be able to be ma'il of them. So that's why at the end of the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu experiences the nachash as a result of lack of bris mila. And Moshe Rabbeinu, it seems, is speaking lashon hara about Klal Yisrael, which was the chet at that time. Ochein noida hadavar hadibur. Moshe Rabbeinu says, now I know why the Jews deserve to be in Golus. When he sees Dasan and Aviram fighting, and they're going to slander him. Achein noida hadavar, hadibur, dulturia, Rashi says. I was wondering, why did the Jews deserve to be in Golus, but now I see that they deserve it. That's Lashon Hara, which that's Pagam HaBris. Pagam HaBris is Lashon Hara and Inyone Bris Mila. We know that the two Yichudim that Yid says every single day, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Le'olam Voy. That's the goal. The goal is to reach the Madrega of total Emuna. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Baruch Shem. These two Yichudim together. Abigamatria Nachash Tzara'as Lashon Hara Bris Mila. Nachash Tzara'as is Bigamatria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Lashon Hara Bris Mila is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Le'olam Voy. The Hepech to be Mesakein. Nachash Tzara'as, which is Lashon Hara Bris Mila, is through Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Baruch Shem. Both of these phrases have six words. Those are 6 weeks of Shoivavim in a normal year. Every week is another phrase of Kriya Shema and of Baruch Shem. This year there are 2 extra weeks, like extra credit. The Amalek, Ashakarcha Baderech, what does Keri lead to? What does this Tumma lead to? It leads to Kriras in Amuna. Those who are Pagan, they lose their Amuna. As it's brought down in Lakutim Maran and other Svarim, that Amuna is Toloy in Shmiras HaBris. Pagam HaBris leads to lack of Amuna. And Rashi says it really. Ashakarcha Baderech, Ashakarcha is Lashon Mikra Ba'alma, coincidence. Those who sin want to have a good time in life. So why do we want to attribute everything? There's no hashgacha, you can do whatever you want. Hashakarcha, krirus, keri, imteilchu imi keri, which means if a person thinks that it's just a coincidence. Keri is a coincidence, besides what it literally means. Because one leads to the other. Pagam in amuna. Masha'enken, tikkun of this pagam, leads to amuna. And that's Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is yira shalayim. Complete fear. Mitzrayim is the hepech of Yira. In Mitzrayim there is no Yira. Mitzrayim ein Yira Hashem b'mokim hazeh. There is no Yira in Mitzrayim. There's only Ahava, and that Ahava leads to Ahava Zorois. Ahava alone is not good. It has to have Yira together with the Ahava to make sure that the Ahava doesn't go in the wrong places, which is what Yerushalayim is all about. Yira Sholem. That's why we find in this week's parasha, Atireno Hamiyaldois Esa Elikim. What did they fear? Besides that Pare told them to kill the babies. Pare said that they should be poigen, they should destroy. Kol ha-bein ha-yilet ha-yoyret ha-shlichuhu, im-bein hu v'hamiten o-yisoy. Va-tirena ha-meyaldo y-sasolik, and they did not do that. What else didn't they do? So the Medrash says he was toivei ha-vem la-aveira. He wanted to sin with them. V'loy osu kasha dibra alehen melech Mitzrayim. They didn't. Like Yosef and Mitzrayim, Yocheven and Miriam, or Yocheven and Elisheva, two shittas who they were, did not submit themselves. V'loy osu. Instead, v'atachayeno es hayolodim. Chiyus. They brought chiyus to Mitzrayim. This chet brings misa. This chet is a person who's pagan, is considered a mace. V'atachayeno es hayolodim. They were mechaye the yolodim. They brought chiyus to Mitzrayim. Kichoyo is heino. And the schar was vayetev Elohim lamialdos toiv vayas lohem batim kahuna and levia and malchus yira vatirena hamialdos eso Elohim vayehiki yoru hamialdos eso Elohim. Without yira, there's no tikkun. Every month has a different mode, a different character, as we learned in Sefer Yetzirah. Teves is roiges. Himlich ois ayin beroiges. We mentioned last week, the week before, the letter ayin is the month of Teves. But the mode is roges. Roges means anger. What is the concept of anger? What's roiges? This is the month in which Hashem was angry with us, true, but what's the inyone avoida? What's the avoida that we have to work on during these days, during these weeks, beginning now in Teves, Shoivavim, is roiges, as the Pasuk says. Rigzu ve'al techetohu. La'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. A person has to be angry at the yetzer hara. Roiges. But roiges is yira, because he's afraid to do a sin. Yira is gevura. Teves is a month of gevura, of midas hadin. Don is din. Chayv. But the chayv has to become schus. Pasuk says in Chavakuk, v'roiges rachem tizkar. When we say to Hashem, in a time of Roiges, which is Teves, please remember us and have Rachmanus on us. B'Roiges Rachem Tizkar. That's Yira. The Yira that is required during this time, in order to be Mesakein, the Chatoyim, which are rooted in Don with an Echesholim, Noch Oisius, Noch Hashmila, is through Yira, through Roiges. Every month, also, as mentioned, has a tziruf of Shem Havaya, a combination of Hashem's name that is derived from a phrase. So the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Teves is La Hashem Iti Unaroy Memoshemoy. The last letters of La Hashem Iti Unaroy Memoshemoy is Yud Kei Vav Kei backwards, which is the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Teves, which means to praise Hashem. La Hashem Iti Unaroy Memoshemoy. What does this have to do with Teves? What does this have to do with Shoivavim? Because without Shoivav, without the tikkun of Shoivav, meaning if a person does not misaken himself, if a person does not rectify these chatoyim, he cannot praise Hashem. Because part of the tikkun of bris is bris haloshoyim. If one is not misaken mila, he's not misaken peh, mila begematria peh. And if he can't praise Hashem properly. In fact, in the Moedim that we say in davening, in the Moedim de Rabbanon, we say, V'se'esoiv golu yoiseinu lechatzreiz kodshecha. And we mentioned the fact that we praise Hashem. After it says Hashem should gather us, V'se'esoiv golu yoiseinu lechatzreiz kodshecha, which V'se'esoiv golu yoiseinu means the tikkun of this pegam, as we say in the bracha of Tekabashay for God l'cheruzeinu, which is kibbutz nidachim, we end off al shanachnu maidim loch. If there's kibbutz galios, then there's haidah. If there's no kibbutz galios, there can't be haidah. So Teves, which is the month in which we're Mesakein, this is the month of Shavuot, this is the month beginning with Parshas Shemais, with the Haftarah of Uvo'u Ha'ovdim Be'eretz Ashur V'Hanidochim Be'eretz Mitzrayim, which is Kibbutz Golias. What's the result? V'Hishtachavu La'Hashem B'Har HaKadosh B'Yerushalayim. We'll be able to bow, we'll be able to thank Hashem. What does the Gemara tell us in Brachos? That a person who doesn't bend by Moedim, is his spine turns into a Nochosh. Shedros Le'Nasa Nochosh. Meaning, someone who's a Nochosh, someone who's not misakin himself, doesn't bow by Moedim, he cannot thank Hashem. Someone who's not misakin this chet in bris is not misakin in loshoin, and therefore his mouth, he doesn't deserve to praise Hashem with his mouth. La Hashem iti in the roimim ha-shamoi, therefore, that is this phrase, La Hashem iti in the roimim ha-shamoi, that's the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Teves. La Hashem iti in the roimim ha-shamoi is begamatria shoivim tat. Equal to the phrase Kol Habein Hayiloid Hayoirat Hashlichu, equal to the phrase Vayoim Ho Asiri Nosi Livneidon, equal to the phrase Matisyahu Ben Yochanan Koihein Hagodol, because this all starts on Chanukah. Chanukah took us into Teves. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Lahoidos Ulahalel Hatoiv Shimcha Ulachon Noel Lahoidos, which is what we really basically end the Shemayna Esrei with, which the goal is to be able to praise Hashem. Hatoiv Shimcha Ulacha Noel Lehoidos is Begematria Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah. And as mentioned before, not to get too Kabbalistic, but these are things that every person is mechuyev to know and to learn, especially as we get closer to Bias HaMashiach, and we're all going to learn this, Be'iyun Rav. One of the 72 Shemas, we mentioned before, Ches Beis Vav, Chayel Bolav Ayikiyenu, there's another one, and that's Chof Hei Tof. Chof Hei Tov stands for Koil HaNeshama Tahalil, which is the last parak of Tehillim. Kuf Nun of Tehillim ends Koil HaNeshama Tahalil Yutke. And in fact, the last bracha of Hatoiv Shimcha Ulecha Noel Lehoidais, the last letters of Ulecha Noel Lehoidais is Chof Tov Hei, which is this Shem, one of the Shemais to the Shem Ayin Beis. Koil HaNeshama Tahalil. Says the Arizal, Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri with that Shem. So you do have that. Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri with the Shem HaMefirush. And most of us, especially when we grew up, we all knew what Rashi says, Shaharogoi b'Shem HaMefirush. But no one ever asked, which Shem did he kill him with? Because we felt that we're not supposed to know that. But the Arizal tells us what Shem it was. It was Sof Kof Hei. Lama Sake Re'echa. And Sof Kof Hei is Kol HaNeshama Tahalel. That's the Shem that Moshe Rabbeinu used to kill the Mitzri. Why dafka that shame? Why did he use this for this ois, this word of the Shem Ayin Beis? Because the way to be mevatel the Mitzri, the way to be mevatel the Tumah of Mitzrayim, the way to be mevatel this pegam is through Hilul and Shevach of Hashem, through Emuna. Emuna means when a person sings and praises and thanks Hashem for everything, and even for that which we don't perceive as good. As the Mishnah says, Chayev Adam Levarech Al Hara, Kashem Shum Levarech Al HaTayva. That's Emuna. Emuna means we believe even if it doesn't make sense, we don't understand it, and it doesn't seem to be good, we thank Hashem for it also. Like a Rebbe of mine, I once asked him how he's feeling, and he told me that he has a heart condition, Baruch Hashem, which I found strange. Most people don't say that. They say Baruch Hashem when they're feeling fine. They don't say Baruch Hashem when they're not. And he said Baruch Hashem when he was not, because he was thanking Hashem for that too. Because he had a munah that no matter what, it's from Hashem and Hashem is good. La Hashem iti unerayim ha-shamay, even when it doesn't look good, but because we know that it is good. It's from Hashem and it's good. But those who are poigen, those who are not misakin themselves, don't see that. They lack the amunah. Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri with Sake, with Sof Chof Hei, Lama Sake Re'echa, with this shame, which is Kol HaNeshama Tahalil, which is Hillel and Shevach, even when we don't see it. Gadlu LaHashem Iti in the Reim of Hashemoy, no matter what. Avorches Hashem B'chol Eis, David HaMelech says, which before he says Gadlu LaHashem Iti, means at all times, even when I don't see the good, I'm always thankful and I always bench and I thank Hashem. Total Emunah. This Shem, Kol HaNeshama Tahalel, is the end of Tehillim. It's Yodua that Tehillim is the tikkun for Pagam HaBris. And it's hinted in the first pasuk of the first parasha that begins this Shoivivim era. The Eile Shemois B'nei Yisrael HaBoim, the last letters is Tehillim. Tof Hei Lamed Yud Mem. Tehillim. Riboy Tehillim. In many communities they would say the entire Tehillim every Friday morning or Shabbos morning of during these weeks. Why Tehillim? Tehillim, Tehilois, Tehilois v'sish b'chois, because that's what Tehillim is. Tehillim, and it ends with the words, Kol HaNashama Tehalil. Tehillim is thanking Hashem for everything. One looks at the beginning of Tehillim, Mizmar l'David b'varchai m'pnei Avshalom b'noi. Mizmar l'David b'varchai m'pnei Avshalom b'noi. He's running away from Avshalom. And as the Gemara says, Kosha tarbis ro'a b'toich b'eslai shaladam, yoysim imolchem esgoy gumogoy. Person who suffers from his own family, it's worse than Armageddon. That's how bad it is. And Mizmar l'David, he says, he's just like Kina. He should be lamenting, not praising, not singing. He's singing like Mizmar l'Asav, alakim bo goyim b'nachal asecha. The Gemara asks, Kina l'David mi bo'ele. David is always singing. Ne'im z'mirais Yisrael. He's singing when things are going great, and he's singing when things are terrible. When he's running away from Shaul, when he's running away from Avshalom, when he's almost killed here and almost killed there, when he seems to lose his kingdom, he's always singing. He's always singing and praising and thanking Hashem. That's Tehillim. That's total emunah. That's the tikkun for this pagam. The Eilish Mois B'nei Yisrael Aboyim Soifu Tevis Tehillim. Especially our generation. Tehillim is B'gematria Doir HaDoir HaAcharoim. The last generation, our generation, which was Zoichet to tikkun Shoivavim more than any other generation, is Zoichet to say Tehillim. People shouldn't make fun of Tehillim. Oh, he's a Tehillim. Oh, yeah, he just says Tehillim all day. That's all he does. He says Tehillim. Tehillim, says the Medrash, is equated to Negoyim v'Ohalois. In fact, David HaMelech asked that his Tehillim should be equivalent, that one who says it as if he learns Negoyim v'Ohalois. What are Negoyim and Ohalois? Negoyim is the Masech that talks about Sara'as, which is the punishment that comes from Lashon Hara. Ohalois talks about Misa, which is what this Pagam leads to. Negoyim v'ohalois. Amiras Tehillim is b'gematria mesichta negoyim v'ohalois. Saying Tehillim, and a lot of Tehillim, is a tremendous tikkun. And it brings a person from choiv to zakai, from chayiv to zakai. Don, when he was born, what did Rachel say? Rachel said, it was Bilhah's child, but Rachel was the one who gave the name. And Rachel said, Donani Elohim, V'gam shoma b'koili v'ayiten li bein. So Rashi says, donani, interesting, Rashi uses the word din and then the word schus. The pasuk doesn't say anything about schus here, it says, donani elokim. And that's done. Donani elokim v'gam shoma b'koili, says Rashi, donani chiyivani v'zikani. From chiyiv, from chayiv to zakai. Dorsha kulei chayiv v'dorsha kulei zakai. From chayiv, which is this chet chayil bolavayikianu to zakai, which is teves. Teves is the month to be mesak and these chatoim. It starts in teves. Donani elekim v'gam shoma b'koili. It's brought down in Zohar and in the Sfarim that a person who's a poigim is not zoicha that his tefilos should be niskabel. V'gam habris is an ikuv in kibul tefila. Of course, in our generation, Hashem is merachim on us. Nevertheless, our generation is different. Today, it's a different world. There's a tremendous limud zchus in our generation. But we have to just try ours. Donani Elohim v'gam shoma b'koili v'ayitan li bein. Even though Donani Elohim v'gam shoma b'koili, Hashem listens to my tefillos. As Rashi says, Donani v'chivani v'zikani. It's a remez to tikkun shoivim that begins in Chodesh Teves, the Chodesh of Don. Tehillim. Tshuva. What does tshuva mean? Tshuva means returning to our source. The source is what we call yovel, as the pasuk ends off the Haftarah this week. One of the pasukim of the Haftarah. Ubo ha'ovdem be'eretz Ashur, v'hanidachem be'eretz Mitzrayim, v'hishtachavu la'ashem b'har HaKodesh. Returning to our root. The root is the yovel. Yovel is the jubilee year, is the year that everyone returns to their source. All fields go back to their original owners. All slaves are emancipated. That's the yovel. B'shnas ha-yovel tashuvu ish alachuzasay. That's what tshuva means, to return them back to our source, back to our roots. Says the Ramban, that the word yovel, he says this in Parashas Behar, the word yovel, and that's the haftarah of Behar, of B'chukaisai. The al yuval yishalach shoroshov. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Yuval is a spring where trees that are planted near that spring root better than further away. That's the yovel. That's the source. The shoyresh. Al yuval yishalach shoroshov. Says the pasuk. Ve'elah shmois b'nei Yisrael ha'boyim Mitzrayim eis Yaakov ish u'beisoy bo'u. They went down to Mitzrayim, but the purpose of going down to Mitzrayim is to eventually come back. That's why Eis Yaakov Ishu Beisei Bo is Begamatri of Yal Yuval Yishalach Shoroshav. And as mentioned before, Chanukah is already in the past. Tonight's the 15th of Teves. But Chanukah illuminates Teves. Chanukah prepares us for the Yemei HaShoivivim. Chanukah is the Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima of Yom Kippur, which the Yemei HaShoivivim are together, as mentioned before, Yemois HaMashiach and Yom Kippur. Ish u'beisoy bo'u. The only other time we ever find this phrase, ish u'beisoy, is by Chanukah. Many ask the question, why did the Gemara use that phrase? Mitzvahs ner Chanukah, ish u'beisoy. What does that mean? Mitzvahs ner Chanukah, b'chol bayis. What's ish u'beisoy? Many terutzim are given. Perhaps one terutz could be, where else does it say Ishu Beisai? The Gemara figures, you'll look it up in Chumash, you'll find it in one place, you'll find it here in the first pasuk of Parashas Shemois, which we always read in Teves, which is the month which Chanukah enters, which is the Mitzrayim of time. And we read here how B'nai Yisrael go down into Mitzrayim, Ishu Beisai Bo'u. Ishu Beisai Bo'u is B'gematria Ner Chanukah Mismoil. Ner Chanukah Ishu Beisai, the Ner Chanukah illuminates the issue beisai of the Yerida into Mitzrayim, the Yerida into Teves, and the beginning of the Tikkun of Shoivavim. That's why Chanukah, the mitzvah, is to look at the Neiros. And there's even a bracha made on one who cannot kindle the Neir, that even if he sees the Nehoroya es HaNeir, Mevarech Shtayim. That's to be Makadesh the Re'iyah, which this pagam originates from Re'iyah, and then Machshava. That's why here we say Hava Nischak Maloi, the Tumah, the Klipa. Parai represents Pera, which is Pagam HaBris HaLosha in Pera. Parai says Hava Nischak Maloi. Let's contaminate their thought process. Hava Nischak Maloi, Chochma, the Das, En Kishri Elo the Das. Let's contaminate their thought process. Let's get them to think. It's all from Hirhurim. It's the Hirhurim Royim, which start from Re'iyos, Asurois, that lead to that which requires Tikkun during these days of Shoivavim. Hava Nischak Maloi. And in this parasha, in the midst of the Golus, in the midst of the Choshech, Moshe Rabbeinu is born. Moshe Rabbeinu, step by step, becomes the Redeemer of Klal Yisrael. At the same time, Paroi is slaughtering the Jewish babies and bathing in their blood, and Moshe Rabbeinu is being told that it's time to go and redeem Klal Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to redeem Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu feels they don't deserve it. Moshe Rabbeinu delays for a week. And as a result, Vayichar Af Hashem B'Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, Aaron Achicha, Aaron is supposed to be the Levi, you're supposed to be the Kohen. Aaron will be the one who will talk. What it seems, again, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu in this parasha seems to be Pogein B'dibur. He keeps on saying he can't talk because he's representing Klal Yisrael. He knows that Klal Yisrael is not ready to speak yet. They're not ready. Their Dibur is in Golus. They're not ready yet to praise Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu says he can't be their speaker. He can't be their representative. And at the end of the parasha, when he complains again, Hashem tells him, Atosirev, you're only going to see what's now. You're not going to see what's going to happen in the future. You're not going to see the Melchama of the Lamed Aleph Melochim. So despite that, Moshe Rabbeinu becomes the Goyal Rishon here in this parasha, but we already foresee that this is only going to be a temporary Geula. It's not going to be the complete Geula. The Geula is not complete because Moshe Rabbeinu is not their Redeemer all the way till the end. He takes them out of Mitzrayim, but he doesn't bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Aaron, on the other hand, although Aaron also is part of the Meimariv, even though, as Rashi brings out in Mizlois HaBracha, that Tirivehu al Meimariv, as Moshe says, what do you want from Aaron? As Rashi over there brings down in Parshas Mizlois HaBracha. But we find that Aaron does speak for Moshe Rabbeinu, he does speak for Klal Yisrael. Hu Yihiel L'chol Efer. And Aaron is Naki from this concept of Nachash and Saras, as mentioned earlier, because Aaron is the Kohen Gadol, one who has Saras goes to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is Zeichet to wear the Choshen. The Choshen is on the chest, on the lave, because Aaron didn't have any jealousy. V'racha v'samach v'libay, Rashi brings over here, Aaron was not jealous of the fact that his brother took over the leadership. And therefore Aaron is Zeichet to wear the Choshen. Choshen, which is the same Oisius as Nachash. The tikkun of the nachash of tzara'as of lashon hara and bris milah. Aaron wears the chayshin. It's interesting. This year, we get to read as part of the tikkun of shayvavim til titzava, from shemois til titzava. Shemois is the parasha that talks about the nachash, and titzava speaks about the chayshin. The nachash becomes chayshin. That's the tikkun. The tikkun at the end of it all is the shmoina begodim of the kohen gadol. The Nachash becomes Chayshin. Chayshin is Begematria Mashiach. And after Tikkun Shoivivim, especially in a year like this, we enter into the month of Adar, where we have Purim Katan, leading us to the regular Purim and to Pesach. Seems far off, but before you know it, we should take a bizaycha, all of us, to take this time that we're in now seriously, to realize the tremendous Shefa. Shefa is the same Oisius as Pesha. When we're masakin, the Pesha was zeichet to Shefa, to a flow of a constant Shefa and Bracha and Hatzlacha from Hashem. And all of us, Donani Elikim, Vigam Shoma Bekoili, we go from Chayiv to Zakai, Dorsha Kulei Chayiv to Dorsha Kulei Zakai, which will all be zeichet to Uvo Ha'ivnim Be'eretz Ashur, V'Hanidachim Be'eretz Mitzrayim, V'Hishtachavu LaHashem B'Harakoydish B'Yerushalayim, V'Meherav Yomenu. All right.